Okay, so we left off yesterday on Mem Hei Omid Beis. We left off by the Teiku, which is about 10 lines up from the bottom. We left off over there. Let's see if there's anything else here. So I was looking over. You asked the Kasha that a Chayra Fakert should work out that, right, we said that it's only Negei out to the bowl. But when it comes to the house, we're more cautious that you're going to sweep the two pieces of Batek together, right? And that's the concern. So first of all, we saw Rashi said that Batek will worry that you're going to use it to bake it into, right? We didn't see that in Rashi. Sorry, that was not Rashi. That was one of the Mefarshim, Pirush. That was the Tzvas Emet. Ubetzim is saying something that the Magen Avraham says in the name of the Ma'aril, that by Piruri Lechem, when you have crumbs, they're a mela bottle. And by itself, they're not chosha b'chlal, so they're bottle on anyways. And you say, especially when you say you're hinik after the arrow, gone, no problems. But botzek, they go ahead and bake it in again to something, it has a future use. So therefore it's not a mela bottle. It's not a mela bottle. That's what Svastama says. So, and now when it comes to the bias, we're saying, the bias, once it's on the right, that the bowl, when it's stuck into the crack, so it's stuck in, the likelihood of you taking it out, it's not a problem. When it comes to the bias, we can't say such a svara. The fact is that it's up and it's around, so maybe you're gonna come to use it again. That's why.
We got stuck at work.
But the cracks, they're in the holes, you're not coming back to them. These things, that you get them into a pile.
So if it's in a crack in the house, he has a dirt floor.
Yeah, if it's mamash in a crack, filling a crack, maybe. If he left it there, that. But if he didn't leave it there.
In the crack, yeah. It's no problem.
It's not a problem. Even in the house.
How
they say it's tackle. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, beautiful. Okay, turn around, Bonham.
Only if it's loose.
Uh-huh. Turn around, Bonham. He had pasta spoiled, and now no man will come, a normal person won't come to eat it. But a dog will still eat it, still edible for a dog.
I saw that in there, and in the background. So he has the whole thing on background of the dog.
Uh-huh.
He brings the
Magen Avraham
and all these
beautiful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're going to say that it's going to receive Tumas Oichlin, this food item that's spoiled, that no longer is edible for a person but is edible for a dog. It will be mekabel Tumas Oichlin bechebeya, as long as it has the size of chebeya. Everyone says that actually not everyone. It's Machlokes Rashi and Tosis, which we're going to get to. But this Machlokes about how big does the item have to be in order to be mekabel tuma. But here the Gemara is saying that with its kebaya size, everyone's going to agree that it'll be mekabel tuma. That's for sure. So again, because it's still edible to a dog, it will be metamat mas oichlin still, right? Once it's not edible for the dog anymore, then it's not going to be metamat mas oichlin. Let's say you have kosher.
It's like
avo. What's that?
It's like avo.
Yeah, it's like nothing.
No. However.
Oh, where?
In its reference, it's more like.
I thought it was the second case. Yeah.
It's on the other hand.
Uh huh. When it's surface matmeya pesach, I thought that's still a food item.
Said.
That's not such a food item that it is a food item that's matamat masayichlin. However, it still could be burnt with tuma with truma tomeo or stam tomeo on pesach. I think we're talking about truma tohira.
Yeah.
That is at this level, this stage of not edible for a person. We say that still you could be matame biyodaim, like we learned before. You can matame biyodaim on erev pesach as chometz. Mishum Rasan Amrur, Rasan argued, and they said in his name that ainam atamo, that no, sorry, at this stage already, if it's not edible for man, it's not food, bechlal, and therefore it will not be matamo to masal eichon. Directing Gemara, Kaman Azla, so tell me who this is going like. Oh, this now, this we learned in the Mishnah, a klal, Amru b'taharis, they said a klal about taharis, that kolam yuchal eichol odom, tome ashiv, samadachol kelev. That anything that's miyuchal oicholam, it's a food item for people, that it's going to be tamei until it's no longer good for even a dog, right? Who's that going like, Kiman? And for the Gemara, Deloik Rav Nosson, obviously he's not going like Rav Nosson, because Rav Nosson said that as long as it's inedible for a man, but it is edible for a a person, it's still not a food item. At that point, you know, at that point already, it becomes not a food item. Even as soon as it becomes not edible for a man, nothing. But our Gemara is saying, the Tana Kama said, that only once it becomes possible, that Chalak Helev is a completely not a food item. This Mishnah that makes that klal is the Chayr not going like Rav Nosson, is going like the Tana Kama. So Jashi, and if so, Melechol Adam, also like maybe 8 lines up, but it's Galkala Fusha, and it became ruined through its being spoiled, Mimayachol Adam, from being a food item for man. We still said there's halacha that it could still get the Tumav Oichon. Chol Zman Shiru Yila Kelev, that the whole time that it's Roi for a Kelev, for a dog, Loipoka Teras Oichon Mino. It has not lost its name of being an Oichon. It's still Beteras Oichon until it's Melechol Kelev according to the Tanakam. But it's Erev Matmeya of Pesach, and we also said that it's burnt with Truma Tomeo on Erev Pesach. And Truma Tohirahi, if this food item was Truma Tohirah, the Kibin Delechazi Lo Odom, Mutu Latama Biodaim. Since a man won't eat anymore, so at this point, you're allowed to Matami Biodaim and burn it together with Truma Tomeo. Ba'afilu Rabbi Yasi, and even according to Rabbi Yasi, Dor Perakamo. Zulatma, Rabbi Yossi, if you remember, he held that it's Mutar Bahano Pesach, right? He said it's Mutar Bahano on Pesach, Chometz, is Mutar Bahano on Pesach, right? And so therefore he was concerned about you being Matamit. He was concerned, right? How could you be allowed to Matamit? You're allowed to have Hanov from this on Pesach, so you're a waste, right? So really this Truma Tamei has a value. So he said you have to burn them both. Over here, when it's Nifsal, so he'll agree that it does not have value, and it's Nisref, Zulatma, Vizulatma.
You have
dog value. Dog value. But it's not enough. Not for Truma Torah. We said the klal in the mission over there in Tyrus was that if it's miyuchel oichel adam, it's designated for food item for man, the chal of shem oichel, and it has the name oichel on it. Tomei la oilam, it's going to be tomei forever. Ba'afilu neskalka me'achilas adam ad sheyivsal me'achilas kelev. Right, that Mishnah said that it's going to be considered a food item until it becomes disqualified from being even a food item for a dog. But Kol's man that it's a food item for a man, it's going to be considered food. It's obviously not going like Rav Nosson, who said it loses its shame food as soon as it's possum ilachal odom. Zok Gemara weiter, a braisa. 6 lines up, 7 lines up. Tonra abonon. Arivas ha'avdonin. You have a mixing bowl that's made for... Oh, before I go further, I just want to remind you, if you look back on Lamed on Beis, another question you had last night, if you look back on Lamed on Beis, we discussed over there with the Sakinim, I was talking about the Sakinim, that, right? It says over there, the last piece before the Mishnah, I think it is, talks about a mixing bowl. A mixing bowl, and it said that there was a havamin to say that it, because the mixing bowl is more open, it's not more of a bowl, it's more of like a plate, so the air gets in, so we thought maybe that it will, right, that the air will help it, that it should dry out faster or something. That was the smart that we were saying. We said Kamash Malon, that even that mixing bowl is no good. We use the same lashon of Agni, like we said over here and earlier in the Gemara. We said Agno over there also. We learned Arivas Agno, something like that. Some lashon over there. Look at Lamanon Beis. You'll see, and it says therefore that a mixing bowl taka cannot be used on Pesach. So what you were saying about using this for matzah, you're right, you can't use this for matzah. The Gemara over there already addressed that from before. Okay, well here we're just talking about the chiyuv and beer, whether or not you have to get rid of the chametz that's inside this bowl before Pesach. So you're not going to be over by your by matzah. Okay.
Why are you worried about less than a shear?
Oh, so we didn't really. So that was another shy we had last night. We didn't really address this, but the chayra. Why a pachas mikzayis? We said on the inner rim. We said they have to worry about the pachas mikzayis. What's up, shy? Have to worry about pachas mikzayis? There's a shear.
Right.
So first of all, we have a concept of chati shear osam natero. We do have that concept. Whether we see the concept by bayroi by matzei, I'm not sure. But the chayra, that could be one terence. The Torah is makbid so much, so machmir with chometz that by Rabbi Motzi is also answer. See over there when you go look in Allah of Tov Mem Beis, you look over there in the Shulchan Aruch and Mr. Brewer over there. How wide we go with taruvis chometz and by Rabbi Motzi, it extends very far. These things extend very far. So I'm not sure yet. Okay. Zokti Marvaita. Turn Rabbanon. Ariba so Avdonin. They have this mixing bowl that the tanners used to use. Shenasan Seichel Kemach. They used to put inside of it. Right? So you put inside of it Kemach flour. Why? Because that's how you process the skins. So then we said, if you're within 3 days of Pesach, then, like Rashi will explain, the Kemach is still going to be there. It's not considered to be spoiled or absorbed or anything. So therefore, you have to do beer. Let's say it's more than 3 days. That's how you read Koyim. It's more than 3 days before Pesach. So now it's 5 days before Pesach. You put in the Kemach. Then when it comes Erev Pesach, Einu Chayv Levoyer. You do not have to worry about doing a beer chomer. Such Rashi, Ho'avdonin, 5 lines up, 6 lines up. Shenoisin ba'oris la'abed, that you put inside of it in these bowls. This is where you put the skins to work with them. Shenoisin shem kemach, and you put over there flour to work with the tan to work with the skins. Toich shloishiyam. The Gemara said Rashi continues lefesach within 3 days of Pesach. Nosan kemach l'soich of you. That's when you put the kemach in. Adain shem chometz alehom. He still has a shem chometz. Uchsheba pesach. And when it comes to our Pesach, you have to do beer chametz. At this point in the Gemara, we're understanding that even if the skins were there, which we're later going to say, that the skins themselves will take off the Shem Kemach, we'll see in Rashi soon, but at this point in the Gemara, before we get to Reb Nosson, we're saying that even if the skins were there, the Kemach within 3 days is always universally a problem.
On what basis?
Because it's Kemach. It's Kemach, it's flour.
And where is chametz?
Chametz. Right, koydim shloshi yomim. Rashi continues. Kvar niskalkol yadei riach hakli. If you put it in there 5 days before Pesach, more than 3 days, then we say that the kemach became ruined through the reach of the kli, the reach of the kli, smell of the keli itself ruins the kemach. Vaval pishloino asan asaycha oiris. And even if you did not yet put oiris, you don't need oiris in order to be mat to the kemach. Just the kli itself will be mat to that kemach. Reb Nosson and back to Gemara. Reb Nosson, however, comments on this brisa. Reb Nosson in this brisa says, "Amedz v'mamurim." What was all this said about? Shaloinos on asechoyris. The only time we're going to be machmir and say that within shloisha yom chay levoyer is when you didn't put the skins in. However, avonos on asechoyris afilu toich shloisha yom ein chay levoyer. As you put its skins in the day of Erev Pesach, we're not worried because the skins themselves will cause this kemach to not have a shem chometz. And what's the halacha? And well, before we get to Rashi, Omar Rovo, halacha ki Rav Nosson, afilu yom echad, afilu shavachas. And as those get paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that even if you put the skins in an hour before Pesach, you do not have to do beer chametz because the skins themselves take care of that chametz. They take out the ois. It's ois shem chametz. So Rashi, Rav Nosson Omer, loy Nosson asaych oiretz. If you didn't put oiretz in there, then my dinah chod the sech shoshim chayv levoyer. Then I agree. That's what the Brisa was saying. That you're chayv levoyer because within 3 days we still consider that kemach to be there. But that's only where you didn't put the oiretz inside, the skins inside. And we said that if it's more than 3 days out, you don't have to put the oiretz in. Then we don't have to do beer chametz at all because the time itself causes the chametz, the shame chametz to go away. Like Rashi said, because it became ruined through the reach of the keli. Avol, this is where Reb Nosson coming to add. Nosson l'seich ha'oris, Rashi says, if you did put skins in the kemach with the kemach, bit lo meteras chametz. Then you mevatel it from meteras chametz. Rashi says it's because of the reach hakli. I think the Meiri says it's because. I forgot the Meiri's pshat. The Meiri has a different pshat. The Meiri says something else.
Bitlam Metayris Chomets or Bitlam Metayris Oichel? Or is it the same thing?
The Kemach itself is Nisbatl, so I think it's both at the same time. And it's one and the same. The Meiri says, does he have over here the Meiri? He only brings Rashi. But I think the Meiri's pshat is that it's the sheer volume. That the oirois, the kemach, with the oirois, the volume is like bitl beroiv. The kemach is nisbatl beroiv ha'oirois. I think that's what he says. Not al tzriach hakli.
He says it to me.
Because min ein aminoi, shein aminoi. I think that's what he says. Okay,
right. You don't pass like Rav Nosson Lagabe the Arevas ha'avdoni. But you don't pass like Rav Nosson Lagabe
what we said earlier.
Rashi Ifsho. Because he's not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Beferish not like Rav Nosson. The man is like Rav Nosson.
I mean that Mishnah of Tyrus.
Tyrus saying Beferish that until it's bad, until it's...
But we wait until it's...
It's good for the Caleb, it's still a problem.
You have to worry.
It's still to worry.
Yeah. We saw that in the Mishnah in the second parak, right?
So what, you see something... connection here?
No, it's the same Rav Nosson.
It's the same Rav Nosson, but the one Rav Nosson in different places.
So?
So one place we pass like him, the other place is not like a Mishnah. We don't pass like him.
So it could be the Paschal like Paschal to different ways, right?
Yeah, sure. We're not the Paschal. Yeah, sure.
Look, that we're here. Is it right Achilles Kelev? Is it right Achilles Kelev? Yeah, and Pesach. According to Rav Nosson, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Even if
Roy Achilles Kelev, it's still not Chometz.
Still not Chometz.
In this case.
Okay, now let's go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, at first we were discussing our Mishnah, we were discussing the botzek that's in the Areva, whether or not you have a chiyuv biur or not. Then the Mishnah said, v'chein le'inyin tumo, if you're makbar on it, choytzeit, which we said, Rashi over here is going to say in a second, makbar means if you're going to come to take, your makbar on the Areva should not have botzek inside of it, and therefore you're going to come to remove it. So then we said, v'chein levor. And if you're not makbar, right? Meaning you're going to leave it there. Then we said, it's fine. You don't have to do Bir Chametz. Then the Mishnah used the lashon of makbid. So if it's makbid, it's a choytzeit. And if you're not makbid, it's not a choytzeit. It's right to the kiyumai. That's kariv. Oh, so Zot Gemara like this. Gemara's going to have a few different versions of how to understand this part of the Mishnah. Gemara's like this. Me, Domi, Frekki, Moro, are they comparable, the two parts of the Mishnah? In the first part of the Mishnah, we were saying everything has to do with Shir. Let's learn the Mishnah and talk about the Fanos, because that was the easiest way for us to understand it. The Mishnah is talking about the Fanos. The Mishnah says, if it's a Kazayis, it's no good, Chayiv Levoir, and if it's not a Kazayis, then ain't, right, if it's not a Kazayis, Mokamecha ain't a Chayiv Levoir. So therefore, the Mishnah is clear saying that it's all totally in Shiurim. If it's a Kazayis, it's a problem. If it's not a Kazayis, it's not a problem. Then the end of the Mishnah is Hocho B'Kapeidot telling you something. It has to do with the person, which Rashi explains beautifully. Rashi says, the Makbid Olov, She'os Litloy, in the second to last line, you're going to come to take it away, Choytzeis, then it serves as a Chatzitza, Ve'ein Tfiloy Lalon, and you can't have a good feeling. You put this Areva in the Mikvah with Botzik attached to it, no good. Sorry, you haven't done a good tefillah. However, in Reitz B'Kiyumai, then it is, Rashi says B'Kiyumai, she's Gaim is Dokolistoim. You want it to be there, that it will stay, remain in the cracks, to close up the cracks. Frekti Morami Domi, Rashi explains, the Katoni V'Chein, you learn to the Mishnah, V'Chein, V'Chein means it's the same way. The same, the Resha and the Seif are really the same. Possum, Gabi Pesach B'Shiura B'Kazayis, the Pochos M'Kazayis, Talim Milsa. But it came to Chiyuv and Bir of Pesach, we said, has to do with Kazayis. Kazayis is a problem. If it's not a Kazayis, ain't a Chayiv Levor. Over here, the end of the Mishnah was saying has all to do with what the person feels about the bowl with the cracks in it. It doesn't make a difference. If the guy is not makbid and there's two kazeis in here, it's not going to be a problem. So it doesn't seem like the Mishnah jives. That's the Gemara's kasha. So you want to know how this Amir review the answers? Amir review the Ema, let's just answer. Let's amend the Mishnah to say that La'inyan Tumah is not that way. In other words, fakir. In other words, by Pesach has to do Shurim. By Tumah does not do Shurim, has to do with Kapeda. Abai says to Rav, how could you do that? We have the same Mishnah. By our under Mishnah, it says, how can you say it says otherwise? I don't know why when sometimes the Gemara has no problem saying it, and sometimes the Gemara, the Teretz is that the Gemara has a better answer. The Gemara is going to say a better answer.
That's exactly right.
He's going to say, Elom Abaye, I have a better way to answer. I'll make the Vechein work. How I make it work? That the Seifa of the Mishnah is talking about Tziruf Tumo, combining things to make it Tomei on Pesach. Which we'll see in a minute what the Gemara explains. The Seif of the Mishnah is coming to tell you that on Pesach, there is something special that will happen in the Zareva that will not happen the rest of the year. And it's because of Pesach. So that's what I mean. The first part of the Mishnah says it has to do with Shurim. And I'm talking about Pesach. The second part of the Mishnah also has to do with Pesach. It has to do with Shurim, even though it has to do with also Tumah. Let's see. Hechidomi, how is this so? Keep going. For example, De'ika pochos mechabeya oichlin. You have less than a kebeah of oichlin of foods. V'nogu b'hai botzeik b'pesach. And now, this less than a kebeah of food touches this botzek that's in the mixing bowl, and we're talking about now it's Pesach, the isuroi choshuv, and because it's Pesach, its iser is choshuv. Rashi's going to explain to us like this, that we know that with Pesach, it all has to do with kezayis. So now we're talking about kezayis, over here, it's kezayis, that's touching, let's say, another two kezayisim, alright? I think a kebeya is really two kezayisim. So let's say the botzek is kezayis, so it's isuroi choshuv, this amount of botzek that's in the sariva right now has a chashivus. It's osir. You have to mevayer it, right? So it's not only that chashivus that we're considering right now. We're considering it because of that chashivus, and now has a chashivus le'inyan tum also. That what? That this botzek, being that it is chashiv, if it now touches another amount of foods, that will now make up between the two foods, between the botzek and the other oichlim, a kebeya, which is mekabel tum like all shitas, then so they'll be mitzdarif.
So it's two kezayisim?
I think two kezayisim is kebeya. I think so.
So it's one kezayis?
One kezayis botzek and one kezayis food. Normally, that one kezayis food, at least according to Tosfos, actually a little harder, at least according to Tosfos, that says that when it's pochois mechabeya cannot be mekabel tumo. Right, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos whether or not a food could be received.
But you're saying you do have between the two of them.
Correct, between the two of them. But had you not had the botzek, right? Had you not had the botzek,
it would be tummy.
It would be. Now, what's that botzek serving as? That botzek serving as a crack filler, right? So let's go back to what we're saying earlier. So that's what's going on over here. Let's just finish up and we'll go to Rashi.
We don't consider that botzek food.
So we might not have, but now we are. Let's see. The ikka pochas mechabeya oichlin, the Gemara says, the nogu b'hai botzek, it touches, so it's less than a kezayis, less than kebeya of oichlin, and it touches the botzek on Pesach, isurei choshev, with that botzek, has an iser, because it has kebeya, has a kezayis, mitzdarif. The two foods, the botzek and the oichlin, that are less than kebeya, go together, the mitzdarif. However, b'sharim ha'isashono, the rest of the year, the v'kepeda talya milso, that it all has to do with kapeya, it all has to do with, right? In other words, this is how we're tying in the Mishnah. The rest of the year, where it only has to do with kapeya, the shirim has no chashivus. So then, what would be the halacha? In makbidal of mitzdarif, mreitz b'kim ha'reihu kareiv. The rest of the year, when it comes to this botzek could be five kebetim. It could be whatever it is. Olamaisa. It could be bottled to that reva because I'm not makbid and I'm not going to come take it away. I like it as it's, to me it's the bowl. So then, what would we say if the other foods are touch it? No, it just touched the bowl. So no shaykh is to touching a food. It's part of the bowl. But on Pesach, where the Easter is kezayis, so now the botzek has a shame, kezayis has a shame of food.
It's not a bowl.
So now it's not a bowl because it's Pesach. Look to Rashi. Rashi explains. Beautiful. Look to Rashi. Leading to if Tumuk and the Farish Razal were like, we're about to explain. The Pesach, talio milso v'shiure. Pesach is going to have an effect on the Tumo because it's Pesach that has to do with Shiur. That's the Vechein in the Mishnah. The first part is telling you Pesach you have to do Chiyu Bir. The second part is telling you that this Tumo will also have a Shaykhis to Shiurim through this. What does it mean Plukta? Plukta doesn't mean Machloikis. Rashi says, Chiluk bein Makbid shein Makbid. The rest of the year, the only factor that we look at is whether you're Makbid or not. Behind with the Tana Seifle in Makbid Love. That's what the Mishnah said, that if you're Makbid on it, then it's Chaitis. If you're not Makbid on it, then it's Kereva. That's only the rest of the year. But the Vechein was telling you that this has an effect also on Pesach. Let's see how. Diiko pochois mechabeya oichlin. You have less than a kebeya of food.
It doesn't mean 50%. It's a shtickle less.
Yeah.
It's nicer because if it's too little and you have more heta than the, you want to have it that it's almost there.
Uh-huh.
You just need a little bit.
It's a little less than the shear. Okay.
Why is that better?
You want to say it's out?
You say it was better?
Isser, you mean? Out heta misaf isser? Are we saying heta misaf isser?
Aren't we saying heta misaf isser?
I'm not sure. Rashi doesn't say it. Let's see Rashi. I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. I wonder. Okay. So Rashi, the yeah, less than a shear of beya of this food that touches the dough, hadovuk bareva, the botzek that's attached to the bowl, v'nogubahen tuma, and now tuma touches it, v'itni, and it becomes tummy. V'hodar nogubahen oichlim tahirim. And now the botzek that was attached to this bowl, that was became tame, touches good food that's less than a shear of kebeya.
One more time.
Rashi says,
yeah.
The botzek hadobuk ba'areifo,
yeah.
What happened to the botzek that was attached to the dough? The noga ba'en tumah ve'itmi. Tumah touched that botzek. So now
we view this as crack filler, right?
Crack filler. Okay. But now this botzek that has a shear of has a shear of kezayis. We'll see in a moment.
It has a kezayis.
And it became tomic. And
so
now
it's not beer. I have to get rid of it.
I have to get rid of it.
Okay.
Now what happens? Good food that less than a shear kebeo comes and touches this botzek. Okay. So what do we say? So by Pesach the iser chometz mechashvo yvoi seu choshuv. Just the Yom Tov alone makes this piece, kezayis of dough attached to the bowl, makes it choshuv, makes it a shir, makes it choshuv something. In other words, I can't just say bekepei the talim also, because the Torah was makpid on it. So it's not bekepei the talim also of the amench, it's kepei of the Torah, of the shiurim of the Torah. That's what we're trying to say bekei. Hoyul kezayis, since it's a kezayis, who's kerle choshev? You must deal with it. You must, right? The Indian Easter chometz, the loy botel gabe areva, because it's tanya risha, or like really like the Mishnah said, or right, or we learned earlier that we said as soon as there's a shir kezayis on the walls, it doesn't matter, right? Because as soon as there's a shir kezayis, you have to deal with it. You have to chayu levoyer. So hashto. Therefore, here's the vechein. Le'inyin tuma nami, so too le'inyin tuma. Loi boto l'gabe areva. We're not gonna say, midin tuma, maybe we'll say this thing is fine, but because it's Pesach, we can't just say that it's boto l'areva. Because we said that kezayis is never boto on the walls. That's how he explained. So therefore, umetztarif lashon l'chabeo. Therefore, this botzek will be considered food, and will now be mitztarif with the other food, the oichel tar, to make the full shir kebeo. Even though I'm not going to be makbid on this, I want this to be crack filler. To me, this is not food. This is part of the bowl. No, the Torah said not. Therefore, this dough could be matam others. However, if this happened on any other day of the year, because then there's no Isser making chashuv. So now it's mamish bekepeda talia milsa. It's all up to me. Am I machshav this or not? If I'm machshav this to be bowl, this is bowl, this dough is mamish part of the bowl, then it's no problem. In makrilov, I'm going to take it away. If I'm going to take it away because I don't see it like, this is not good, I don't like this here, I'm going to take it away, then it's like a food, then it is mitzarif. The choshev uchla, because it's considered food, since I'm going to come and take it away. However, if I'm not makbid on it, I write to the kiyuma, I want it to stay there, then it would not be considered a food, and it will not be mitzarif to make that shir kebeo, to make that other oichol tor tum.
Why wouldn't this be hetem mitzarif?
So I don't know, hetem mitzarif, is this hetem mitzarif? I think this is posha tumo, no? I don't know if you come on to Het Mitzarif Le'Isser or not.
What's Tumah?
Tumah is its own parsha.
What
we learned by the Chatos on Mem Hei Mar Aleph, that was, there was a drosha, and it was Nivla, Bepsoro. Over here, I think it's just Negius that it touches, and Tumah transfers. You transmit Tumah between two pieces of food. Think.
The language isn't right over there. It's possible.
Right over here, right. I don't think Hatham Tzav Lister is the parasha. Here, Rashi doesn't explain with Hatham Tzav Lister. He only explains it with Tumah. With Tumah, Negias Tumah. Like on the last wide line, the Noga Bahen Tumah. Okay, right. So what's happening is, yeah?
The dough in the wall, it became Tomei.
Right. It has a shir kezayis.
And it touches
of good food, of Torah food.
Torah food.
So what happens?
So
if it's a bowl, all
you have is a half a bea, whatever.
Of food. It's not a kabel tumah, right? According to some sheets, it's not a kabel tumah b'chlal.
Not a kabel tumah. Not a kabel
tumah. There's machlokes Rashi and Tosis. So that's why Rashi over here is shver, and that's what you see. If you see over here, you see there's a Rekivi Eger on the second line. He's asking this question from a Tosis in Shabbos. Because Rashi Shita is that it has to be, all it needs to be is a kol shehu to be mekabel tumah, to transmit tumah to other things, which is really our case, transmit tumah to other things, it needs to be kebeo. But Tosfos says that it needs to be, Tosfos says in order to be mekabel tumah, it has to be kebeo.
Transmit it has to be.
Everyone says transmitting it needs a kebeo.
Right.
The question is, can it be mekabel tumah and less than a kebeo? Our Gemara is certainly mashma. That it has to be, it has to be a share of kebeah in order to be kabotum, which is not good like some shittos.
Why?
Because some sheet is whole that it's,
no,
you don't need a kebeya.
Are we saying even if it's less than a
less than kebeya, but it should, if it if the sheet would even
why,
be a koshu?
Because I only reach it because
sounds like it's only right. Sounds, yeah. Sounds like only because it's going to reach over to kebeya, then it'll be kabel tumah. Not sure. That's what kebeya's kasha here. Okay, weiter.
Meaning from a Rashi in another place.
From a Tosfos in Shabbos, Sadi Aleph. Okay, Zot Gemara weiter. Yeah, Maskif lo Rava. Rava doesn't like Abaye's explanation of our Mishnah, even though he was able to work with the Tumah, and he was able to work in the Vechein, if you notice, he still added a word of Tziruf. Zot Zprekti Rava, Maskif lo Rava, Miko Tani Metzdarif. He doesn't say in our Mishnah any Lashon of Tziruf, but Choytzit Katoni. He's talking about Chatzitzis. This is not Chatzitzis. You're telling me Dinim in Tzarifus Lutumah. That's a whole under parasha. That's not, we don't see that in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah speaks about chatzitzo. Im makbid alav choytzeit. Im roitze bekiyumoi. Right?
How does he learn the word
choytzeit?
He takes out the word choytzeit.
He makes it into a parasha of tziruf. That's what.
How did the word choytzeit turn into tziruf?
He says that this is what the Mishnah was discussing. I don't know. That's good for Rava's kasha. So, effect Rava. So that's Rava's kasha. Rava has a better way of explaining our Mishnah. Elam Rava, bechein lahalois tairo la revom. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about making right choytzeitz is what is usually a problem when you're going to be to metire the keli. So he says that's what it is. We're talking about making the keli tor lahalois tairo la revom. Hey Chidomi, what are we talking about? Going to itmi hacharevo. This areva, this bowl became tame. Uboilat bule, and you want to now be table in a mikvah to make a tor. But Pesach, the Isurei Choshuv, on Pesach, where the kezayis of botzek that's attached to this areva is choshuv, so it's really considered separate, it's independent. Choytzeit, then it's going to be choytzeit, you won't be able to, like we said in Rashi earlier, you won't be able to get a good tefillah. And the tefillah won't help you. Won't go into this keli. And the rest of the year, if we're only makbid on, right? So
no assistance.
So therefore, if I'm not makbid on it, and I won't take it away. I'll leave it in there. So then, imakbid alav, right? I'm sorry. The other way, it's all up to me. Imakbid alav choytzeit. If I'm makbid on it, I'm going to come take it away. Then it's takes a chatzitza. Then roitz a bekiyum ayareu kari. But that's the way. Rava wants to understand our Mishnah.
What,
Yashi?
Yeah, but take his eyes over the chiyuv beer. What is it being seen toveling the areva for?
Aha, so that's what we're saying. That if you have a shtick kazayis, you have to revire it. Yeah,
First of all, he's over
there's
on
a chatzitis.
He's over on the chiyuv beer. Second of all, he messed up his tefillah.
It won't work. Don't think that it'll work. You know, maybe I'll think that I can get the thing to be torn, and then afterwards I'll take off the alvivim vires. No, it doesn't work. Zot Rashi. Bechein lahalo is lo tairo la revo. No, I'm sorry, is that now? Yeah. Bechein, this is the way you understand the Mishnah. Bechein in the Mishnah is lahalo is lo tairo la revo. Talio nami b'shiro. Velo ishiro b'pesach. Has to do with whether or not there's a shiro or not a shiro of kezayis. The makbid of koi ashayim es hashana. The end of the Mishnah says it's all toy b'kapedo. It's talking about the rest of the year. You're going to eat, you become a tavalo. Right, it came to me, I'm going to the tablet. And I say, the Pesach oil because over a little, since I'm over, for a kezayis, with the fanois Rashi adds over here. That's why I said it before. Rashi adds over here that we're talking about the fanois. Means, to me, that means that Rashi is taking the way we understood the brises with the three different parts, and he's throwing it back into our Mishnah, because this whole Gemara is about our Mishnah. So Rashi's not learning, but the fanois.
That's the final word.
Yeah, is the fanois, is our Mishnah is discussing the fanois, kezayis and akazayis. But the final is Isurei Chishuvoi.
Well, it has to be, because we said on the bottom it would
the bottom is always going to be good. The top is always going to be bad, right? I'm saying, but we never saw the Gemara top. Gemara answered for the Brises. The Gemara never went back to explain in our Mishnah. All the Gemara did was, Gemara asked the Kasha to steer in the Brises. Yeah, but the Brises were there to support the Yehuda Mashmul who was explaining our Mishnah. The Gemara never went back a further step to bring it back to our Mishnah. So here you see with Rashi doing that, the Rashi is making the bridge. With Fana is Yisuri Chishuvoi, on the walls, the Isser makes a Chashuv, Dal Korchoi Tzarech Leitloi, because you have to take it away. So don't tell me, right? So therefore, v'chayit, you did the tefillah with that. Sorry, no, not a good tefillah. The loy have a kariv. It's not, can't be considered part of that rivo. V'afilu einu makbir alo.
He didn't realize.
Zot Rashi.
That's what happened.
Zot Rashi. Zot Rashi. Zot Rashi. No chiddush. Rashi just not a chiddush, but Rashi just adding one more perush. Rashi's telling me even if I'm not makbir on it, I'm never going to remove it. I want this to be part of the bowl. No, the Torah said you have to remove it, and therefore it's chatzitza. Yeah. Of a shari ma'is Hashanah, Rashi continues. Bei miruba, bei muot. Whether there's a lot there, there's more than a kezayis, or there's only a little bit. Kepeda ta'imus has to do with kepeda. You can have a guy who's worried about even a drop, and he says, "I'm going to remove it. I don't want this dough in here. I don't want any dough left in there." And for him, even a little bit will have to be considered chatzitza. And you have a guy who doesn't mind and has a lot, you know. Like you have the blacksmith, his hands are all dirty. For him, in the washing with tears of dimes, not a chatzitza. For us, you know, we want our hands to be clean. Even a drop will be a chatzitza. Okay, one more piece, and we'll stop. Rav Papa doesn't like Rava's answer either. Maskos are Rav Papa mikatoni v'chein inyan tyra. Do you see in the mission the words tyra? No, holo inyan tumo katoni. It said v'chein inyan tumo. So you could say, ah, it's the same thing, Tyro Tumo. No, he says, I have a better way of explaining the Mishnah, that Mamish means the words that the Mishnah uses. How is it? Right? Whether or not the Arevo will be Mekabel Tumo in the first place. Not the Tyro process, but whether or not this Arevo will become Tome. Meaning, this thing, let's see now. Hey, Chidom, you can go into Naga Sheretz behind Botzik. You have a sheretz that touched the dough that's attached to this arevo. So is the arevo tame or not? The Pesach, the Sirei Choshev, Pesach saved you by the fact that the sheretz touched the dough, and the dough is considered independent of the bowl because it's Pesach and I have to get rid of it anyways. Choytzeitz, veloy nachsalot tumo. Tumo does not go down into the bowl. However, b'shayim es hashon, b'kpeda tayim vilso, talyo, it all has to do with the kpeda. Im makbel of choytzeitz, if I'm taka gonna remove it, then it is chatzitza and the bowl is good, it's fine, it's tor. Im roitz b'kiyumo yareu karevo. However, if the crack filler is something that I want to stay there, then you got yourself in trouble because the sheretz touched the bowl and the whole bowl will be tummy. Is that Jashi? That's how Rav Papa's gonna explain our Mishnah. Aidei botzek zeh, through this dough. Talyo nami b'moisa pesach b'shiuro v'lav shiuro. On Pesach it's gonna be totally whether or not you have a shir kezayis or not. B'makbid alo v'ashayim es hashana koi. The rest of the Mishnah says it's makbid, has to do with kpeido, it's talking about the rest of the year. Hochi garsina v'hechi domi. This is how we're glorious. Hechi domi, how is the soka going to knock our sheretz by botzek? The sheretz touched this dough. But Pesach the kezayis is suri chishuvoi. On Pesach when the kezayis itself is making a choshev, it's not like the sheretz touched the arevo. The arevo never became tomei bechlal. No tuma got into the arevo because it only went into this botzik, which is independent of the arevo. Right? Let's say I'm not makbara. Even if I'm not makbara, I'll say no, I'm not makbara. I'm not going to take it away. No, I don't want to take. No. Torah said you have to take it away.
Torah
saved. Upochas mikazayis. Upochas mikazayis. But less than kazayis, ki ein makbara lov. Loi. And when it's less than a kezayis, if Rashi says, but you have to have both things. You have to have poches mikezayis, and, right, it's Pesach. It's poches mikezayis, and Rashi adds another point. What if it's poches mikezayis and I'm makbid, I'm gonna take it away for my own purpose, not for the chometz. Chometz, I don't have to do beer. But I'm gonna take it away myself. So it comes out that it's two levels. When it's Pesach, I have to have both things. I have to have less than a shear, and I have to be sure that I'm going to leave it there, that I'm not going to be makbid to remove it. Because if I'm going to be makbid to remove it, even though it's less than a kazayis, it's a problem. Zot Rashi, it's both things. On Pesach, not only do I have to have it that's less than a shear, but I also have to have it that I'm not makbid on it, that I'm going to leave it there. Because if I would be makbid on it, even though it's less than a kazayis, it's a problem. Let's do two quick Rashi's. V'shayim es hashonim makbir lo v'afilu b'pachas mekzayis choytzeit. The rest of the year pachas mekzayis would be choytzeit. Then right to the kima ruka reva v'have keilu nogasheretz v'areva mamish. And therefore it's no good.
If he's makbir on it.